The word palace, which Evans used to describe the large buildings he excavated, suggests royalty. But in fact, these buildings seem to have been religious, political and economic centres. They were architecturally complex places, housing a great variety of activities. One of them, the administration of trade and produce, organising the large population of skilled artisans who wove cloth and worked the imported gold, ivory and bronze. Frescoes in the palace at Knossos show large gatherings of people, suggesting that these were also ceremonial and religious centres. Despite over a century of excavation, the Minoans remain enticingly enigmatic. Objects like this little bronze statue of the Bull Leaper tell us a lot about Crete's key historic role in the mastery of metals, which in a few centuries transformed the world. And it also asserts the enduring fascination of mythical Crete as the perpetual site where we confront the most disturbing links between man and beast in ourselves. When Picasso in the 1920s and 30s wanted to explore the bestial elements that were shaping European politics, he turned instinctively to the palace of Minoan Crete, to that encounter between man and bull that still haunts us all, the Minotaur.